How's everybody doing today? This is Panetta Sexy Time, bringing you Audio Boo number 2, eh? And for some reason, you were just graced with a hybrid Irish-Canadian accent. I have no idea why, but you're welcome. Ha ha. I'm like a jack-in-the-box full of surprises, huh? I'm a douchebag. Alright, and today I'm going to talk about a couple movies. First on the list is Fight Club. First rule of Fight Club, you must be this tall to ride the roller coaster. Ha ha. That's my terrible Fight Club joke. You've all got one. I kind of wish I worked at an amusement park, though, so I can say it to little kids. You're not tall enough to ride, bitch. Hasta la vista. Alright, but Fight Club is a movie about a guy who tries to blow his brains out. And what happens when he shoots his head? Tries to blow his brains out with a gun? All he does is blow away his inner cool, his inner Brad Pitt. So kids, do not shoot yourself. You will not die. Find a better way to commit suicide. All that will happen to you is you'll turn into a shell of your former self. You'll turn into an egomaniacal Hollywood prima donna. You'll turn into Edward Norton, and nobody wants that. That's a fact. Second movie on the list, a movie that's kind of popular right now, The Hunger Games. My first impressions after watching The Hunger Games is I felt bad for one of the main characters. Liam Neeson. No one in the world should ever feel bad for Liam Neeson, because if I had to guess what Jesus looked like, he'd be the splitting image of Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson is the most badass man alive. Sorry, Chuck Norris. Alright, but I meant to say Liam Hemsworth. Liam Hemsworth's character in the movie gets cheated on by Katniss in front of everyone in the world during a reality TV show. So I was thinking, like, why would Liam Hemsworth take this role? Like, you're pretty much a little bitch in the role. So I was thinking about, like, what's Liam Hemsworth like in real life? He's dating Miley Cyrus, who cheats on him all the time, and everyone knows it. So he pretty much is a little bitch. He's living that role, and that's why he was cast. Sorry, Liam. You're always going to be Thor's little brother to me. You're not Liam Hemsworth. You're Thor's little brother, little bitch. Alright, that's my thoughts on The Hunger Games. I'm going to try to bring everybody an audio boo every week. Unless I get booed away, then I'll quit. But so far, I'm getting some decent feedback. Next week, I'm probably going to talk about yoga pants, or actually people that shouldn't be wearing yoga pants that wear them. Because whenever I see a fat chick wearing yoga pants, it's like looking at Medusa, except it's my penis turning to stone. The big guy dies. So if anybody would like to give him mouth-to-mouth, feel free to come to my house and resuscitate him. Just kidding. All right, everybody. I hope everybody has a happy Monday. I know Mondays suck. I'm going to try to bring you some more jokes on Twitter. Enjoy your days, everybody. Panetta out.